Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Brian Lehrer, and this is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Monday, March 2nd. This weekend turned out to be a bigger deal in the presidential race than many people thought it was going to be. Instead of a mixed result in South Carolina, it was a Joe Biden blowout, as you've certainly heard by now, potentially transforming the race. The result caused Tom Steyer and Pete Buttigieg to drop out. There are reasons that Warren and Klobuchar are staying in for Super Tuesday. We'll talk about those. And then there is Mike Bloomberg being on the ballot for the first time tomorrow. Many of you know Amy Walter as the Friday host of The Takeaway, where she focuses on national politics. She is also national editor of the Cook Political Report. And she's got a new podcast as well, a weekly election-related micro-podcast, 5 to 6 minutes each episode, called How to Vote in America. Each episode is a civics lesson, starting with, what the hell is Super Tuesday and where did it come from? We will ask her that question. Amy, getting time with you on the day before Super Tuesday is like getting time with a tax accountant on April 14th. So thanks very much for coming on.
Oh, of course, Brian. Happy to be here.
Biden got 48%, so far ahead of Sanders, who got 20%. The other candidates got no delegates because they were below 15%. What happened?
I know. Well, what happened was the firewall that Joe Biden had talked about for so long in South Carolina proved to be just that, and that at the end, what looked like maybe a Tom Steyer or another candidate, including Bernie Sanders, eating into Joe Biden's support among African-American voters just didn't pan out, that he consolidated those very voters that he's counted on from the very beginning. African-American voters have been the sort of core foundation of the Biden coalition, and they delivered in South Carolina. The question now, of course, is whether that's going to be enough to get him over the top in some of these other big states on Tuesday.
Analysts are saying it was a big deal that Biden was endorsed in the days before the primary by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. I thought endorsements don't matter that much anymore. Is Clyburn an exception?
Clyburn, I think, did have an impact there, but I would also argue you could see even before the Clyburn endorsement, the numbers starting to move toward Biden. I had written a couple days earlier that if you look at the polls before Nevada, it was looking pretty close. There was even talk that Joe Biden might not even win South Carolina, a state that he was expected to win all along. Bernie Sanders really cutting into his margins. Post-Nevada, where the conversation, especially among this sort of pundit class, if you're watching cable news, was all about this Bernie Sanders romp in Nevada and how the race was basically over, right? That Bernie Sanders is the only candidate who can put together the numbers needed to get the nomination. Biden is essentially over. He hasn't performed as well as he should have. And I think that was a very big motivating factor. I also think that the fact that the other candidates who are not Bernie Sanders, their lack of strength in states like Nevada, but also New Hampshire, really did impact Biden's march to strength there.
And one striking statistic, striking to me, Biden even won black voters under 30 years old by a few points.
Right.
Voters of that age, of any background, have been polling, and to the extent that there were any black voters in the first three states voting for Bernie Sanders. Do you have reason to believe South Carolina is a bellwether for all the southern states that vote on Super Tuesday, or anything more or less than that?
I think it's an important bellwether and marker, but I do think few states look exactly like South Carolina. South Carolina had 57% African-American vote share. The only other state that will have an African-American vote as big as that or bigger is Alabama. Every other state is lower than that. Some are closer, like in the 40s, places like Tennessee. A lot are in the 30s, like Virginia. But a state like California is a really interesting one because California is obviously a very big state, has the most delegates, It's obviously a very diverse state, but its diversity is Latino and Asian make up the biggest chunk of voting age population. They're expected to come to the polls. African-American vote there, much smaller percentage. So for Biden, this is where California becomes this really interesting challenge. The South certainly can go for Joe Biden, but he's also got to do well in a place like California and Texas, which also has a very significant Latino population, where Bernie Sanders has been doing really well.
Buttigieg dropped out last night. Amy Klobuchar, who has done even worse than him and draws similar voters, did not. I heard one analysis on MSNBC, tell me if you agree, that said Warren and Klobuchar are both staying in to help the party deny Sanders the nomination. That would be because they're each running in their home states tomorrow. So presumably Warren will pick up delegates in Massachusetts and Klobuchar will pick up delegates in Minnesota, and they'll have some power to deal them if nobody has a majority by the convention. Does that sound right to you?
I don't know. I was hearing that same thing, Brian. And the other piece, though, is if Warren were to drop out right now, would some of her voters go to Bernie Sanders? Sure. But I do think a lot of them would also go to Joe Biden. And this assumption that Elizabeth Warren voters are Bernie Sanders voters, I just don't think has really been thought through all the way. I think there are especially, and I know I talk to a lot of them, there are a lot of women voters out there, Democratic women voters, who are really frustrated about the choices in front of them, that the only viable candidates, they're told by the media, are three older white guys, Bloomberg, Biden, and Bernie, and they want to see a woman in this race. And so I don't think that Elizabeth Warren getting out would just be a boon to Bernie Sanders. But I do agree that if what comes out of this process is Bernie Sanders at the end of Super Tuesday, he will have a delegate lead. I don't think there's any question of that. To me, the question is just how big it will be, and will it now, once Super Tuesday is over, really come down to these two candidates because Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar do decide to drop out.
Warren is different from Klobuchar in where she stands in this race. We should say that, right?
Well, she's different both in the fact that she has a different profile. Most important, she has a lot more money. And that allows her to stay in this race longer than somebody like Amy Klobuchar. And she's also getting help from a super PAC, one of those big, which she had termed, you know, nefarious dark money organizations that has been putting up advertising, supporting her in many of these states. And so I do think that, yes, her profile and her message, very different from Amy Klobuchar, who's much, much more conservative, much more centrist than she. But again, Warren has the resources to continue in a way that if Amy Klobuchar comes out of Super Tuesday, as we expect, with little more to show from it than, you know, maybe winning Minnesota, there's really not a pathway forward for her.
Your new podcast is called How to Vote in America. Each episode I see is a civics lesson, starting with, what the hell is Super Tuesday and where did it come from? So let me ask you, what the hell is Super Tuesday and where did it come from?
Yes, it did not just come out of the ether this year. It's been around for quite some time. It was really developed in the 80s when a lot of states, especially southern states, felt like they and their voters were being cut out of the process because Iowa and New Hampshire went first, and they drove so much of the winnowing process and the you know, the picking of the ultimate nominee. They said, well, maybe a way that we can show our muscle is let's band together, and we would have a lot of delegates at stake and we couldn't be ignored. And theoretically, those southern states were going to be, you know, more conservative, especially, again, go back in the 80s, think about Democrats in the 80s in those southern states. There were a lot of African-American voters, but also a lot of conservative white southern voters. who were Democrats who would vote and pick maybe a more centrist or moderate Democratic candidate. And Bill Clinton was the first example of that, right, in 1992. Since then, you know, it's been sort of a mixed bag. But what it really is this year, as I said, it's diversity is more than just the South. Its diversity also encompasses California. And that puts a really interesting angle into all of this.
Some numbers on what makes Super Tuesday super. You need about 2,000 delegates to win the nomination. There are around 1,300 delegates up for grabs tomorrow. That's pretty super.
It's pretty super.
And of those 1,300, California alone has about a third of them, more than 400 delegates.
That's right. That's exactly what makes it big and super, and that once Super Tuesday is over, and quite frankly, the next week after that, which is the next set of races on the 10th and the 17th, we're about two-thirds of the way done, and we're not even in April.
I've seen one analysis that says Sanders would likely come in first in California and some other states. So a huge deal will be if Biden gets over 15% or under 15%. If he gets over 15, he'll still get a bunch of delegates in each state where he does that, and it would be much more of a race after that. Just looking at these two compared to each other for the moment. If he gets very few delegates tomorrow, because 15% in each state is the cutoff for any, Bernie could emerge as a prohibitive favorite.
That's right.
How much of that do you agree with?
I absolutely agree with that. And it's the real question in my mind. We talked about Warren maybe siphoning some votes either from Sanders or Biden in this race for Tuesday. The other big name in this race is Michael Bloomberg, of course. And as we have seen in some polling taken before South Carolina, he was also hitting thresholds in places like Texas and California, the big delegate hauls. In my mind, that's the biggest question, is does Bloomberg stay above 15%? If so, I think that does help Bernie Sanders because it's coming at the expense of Biden. It's coming at the expense of the sort of anybody but Bernie Sanders vote and splits that lane even further. And it means that Biden would fall further behind Bernie Sanders. So that's what I'm really fascinated to see. I think the other piece is to see just how much the issue of momentum matters in an era where, one, early voting has been happening now for some time. Again, especially in California, you're going to have about 40% of all votes cast, maybe more, before voters actually show up on the polls on Tuesday. So who did those people vote for? Will be really important. So that momentum, right? If you have momentum, it doesn't really do you much good if votes have already been cast. Texas, you have a lot of votes already in. North Carolina, another state where Biden needs to do well, have those votes already been cast? So that's a piece of it. And then finally, as I said, there are two other, the Bloomberg piece is, you know, just how much money will matter versus momentum. The people who right now are waking up, turning on their television set, they're hearing on the news or listening on radio to the fact that Biden had a really good night in South Carolina. But as soon as they go to commercial break, they see another Mike Bloomberg ad. So which one of those things is going to have a bigger impact on their vote? We don't know yet.
Amy Walter is the Friday host of The Takeaway, where she focuses on national politics. She is national editor of the Cook Political Report. And she's launching a weekly election-related micro-podcast, 5 to 6 minutes each episode, called How to Vote in America. Each episode is a civics lesson, starting with, what the hell is Super Tuesday and where did it come from? And thank you for giving us part of the answer today.
Oh, it's been really fun. Thanks a lot, Brian.
And listeners, we want to invite you in on the conversation, too. If you've got a question about a national news item, whether it's something you want to know about the election or the Trump administration or anything else you think might fall under the national politics umbrella, give us a call and leave us a message with your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We'll collect those and keep them in our pocket for when I'm speaking with someone who can give you a good answer. The number is 844-745-TALK. That's 844-745-8255, 844-745-TALK. See you tomorrow.